Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't... So are you Hodor then?
Just do my best over here. Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about vegan snacking. I'm Becky Streepy.
And I'm David Streepy.
This week on the show, we're talking about Hodo vegan all-day egg scramble and eating Simple Truth plant-based chocolate chip cookies.
Hodo vegan scramble. What is this? Star Trek Deep Space Nine?
Bam, bam.
Hodor, Deep Space... Hodor vegan scramble. What is this, Game of Thrones?
Yes.
It's neither.
This is our Game of Thrones tie-in episode. We're a little late. We're a little late to the party.
You could call a House of the Dragon Hodo.
You could, and you should.
Yeah. You'd be like, I didn't watch a lot of Hodo. Thanks. Thank you.
No, I didn't watch a lot of Hodo.
I heard it gets better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You go on that journey, and then let me know if I should join you. I'll catch up.
You don't, that's not the kind of TV that I watch by myself. Mm. I watch trashy TV by myself, and then I pull you down into the gutter with me.
Should we discuss the gutter that we're currently in?
I'm nervous to talk about the show that I dragged you down, the gutter that I dragged you down into this time, because you're not caught up with me.
It's true. It might be spoiler city.
It's Love is Blind, but not the new season. It's season two. And I'm at the point where they're saying I do, or sometimes I don't. What are you looking at? What am I doing wrong?
Nothing.
Okay. Or sometimes...
I'd tell you.
Some of them say I don't. Well, sometimes you do with your eyes.
Oh.
Yeah. Like when I tap the table, you look at my finger tapping the table. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See? But you don't say anything.
No. I don't want to interrupt you.
But then later, you tell me how much I tapped the table.
You tapped the table a lot.
I could tap it less.
Okay.
If you... called me out on it.
Okay.
You know?
I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, we're talking about Love is Blind. We're not bringing microaggressions into this.
No. Microaggressions? Yeah, so we're watching Love is Blind. I'm further behind Dave. They just left the resort and are headed back to like real life.
Hey, is this Talkin' Toe Views?
I think it is. Oh, I wish we had a theme song.
I was going to make one. Then I ran out of time. Oh. Hey, we're getting ahead for the holidays. We're recording a lot.
Yeah.
This is the free time. The time that we do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty trashy. I got to say, I like season one better. But I'm hearing that season three is a spicy one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch that next.
There are two men in season two who I find so horrible that I find myself having a hard time even focusing on the show.
Hmm.
It's like my brain shuts the show out from a protective.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, whenever they talk, one of them, even like the sound of their voice, like even if they're not saying something awful, they could be saying something nice. But just like at this point, even just the sound of his voice makes me upset.
One of them I'm right there with you with, but one of them I have grown to like.
So that makes it a little bit difficult for me.
But that's the whole thing.
Yeah, that they're awful.
These people should not be doing this.
No.
No, none of them should be doing this. And sometimes nice people stumble into this scenario, but nobody should be there.
What's the premise of Love is Blind, Dave?
Do you really want to...
they really lean into it being an experiment.
It's an experiment to see if love is truly blind. The answer is it's not.
No.
It can't be.
So many of the couples, once they see each other, are like, oh, no.
They're like, ooh, it. Woof. They look at each other and they say, woof.
So they meet for like, is it 3 weeks?
I don't even
Six
know.
6 weeks? They meet for like a few weeks in these pods where they can speak to each other but not see each other.
It can't be more than a week.
Is it just a week?
I don't know. They meet in one phase where they're in these pods. We'll just call it a phase. We don't need to be bound by time.
Yeah.
What are we, Doctor Who?
Short phase.
Yeah. A short phase where they can't see each other. And the only way to get out of these pods that they're trapped in is to get engaged. Don't know what happens to the ones that don't get engaged.
Yeah.
I think they have to live there forever.
Yeah. I believe so. So there's a women's apartment and a men's apartment. The women can interact face to face and the men can interact face to face. But when the men and the women go on their dates, I'm doing air quotes, they are in two pods and talking to each other over like a...
Through a wall.
Through a wall.
A lit up wall. Mm-hmm. And they sit there. It's a very cush room. They're on a couch. They've got a cocktail. And they're talking about all of the things that are important to them and forging connections sight unseen. And then the moment comes where one of them proposes to the other to get married.
They say yes. Mere weeks.
And then they get to walk down this long hallway towards each other. And they get to see each other for the first time. And they're all very polite about it. But you can tell that they're not... A lot of them are not wild about what they've entered into. And then they go to Mexico together. And they spend a little bit of time, just the two of them, in Mexico together. And that's where you get, like, they're getting the ya-yas out. The bedroom dynamic makes itself apparent.
Yeah.
Or the lack of a bedroom dynamic. And then... they mingle with the other couples that also got engaged to escape the pods.
But remember, all of these people have dated each other.
Right. So then there's a little bit of cross-pollination and the tentacles kind of wrap around each other. And that adds a little bit more strife. Then they move in together back home in the U.S. And they meet friends and family and stuff like that. And then they get married. And that's when... you don't know whether they're going to get married or not until that moment where they're at the altar in front of their friends and family and they either say I do or I don't. It's very...
humiliating.
Yeah. But it's like it's a chosen humiliation is the thing.
Yeah, but nobody thinks they're going to be I don't-ed. You don't go into this thinking that you're going to be I don't-ed. You go into this thinking I'm a catch.
I think you go into this... thinking you're going to be on TV.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
And you're also thinking the divorce rate is so very high that I can do this, get a little bit of fame, kickstart a social media presence, and then get divorced.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That has to be the sensible path through. I don't think anybody's coming into this, despite what they say on the show. I don't think anybody's coming into this looking for love this specific way.
Yeah.
Like, well, I've tried everything. Maybe being trapped in a pod until I get engaged and then going to Mexico and spending time with just this person.
Yep. That's the only way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's fun. Hey, it's fun.
It is fun. And it's fun to, I watch it during my lunch breaks during the day.
Yeah.
And it's fun. Dave works from home. So I like to watch while I'm eating lunch and just yell things at him about the people who are making me mad.
Yeah. I'm usually on a call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so if he's on a call, listener, I text him. Or sometimes I yell because I don't know he's on a call.
Yeah, you yell and I just don't respond.
Yeah.
I would respond if I wasn't on a call.
A little peek into our dynamic during the workday.
All right, we're going to wrap up Talking Toe Views?
Yeah, I think Talking Toe Views, we did.
All right, let's wrap up Talking Toe Views. This is where a song would play. What else? What else is going on?
Gosh.
Halloween was yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we dressed up like the Mario Bunch.
The Mario Bunch. I was Luigi, the kid was Mario, and Dave was Gooigi.
Kid wasn't just Mario, he was Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
He had an inflatable cart.
Yeah.
At one point, children were chanting, Mario, Mario, as he walked by in his inflatable cart.
Incredible.
It was very cute.
Yeah, it was super fun. My Mario costume was kind of cobbled together from leftovers from a previous year where the kid was Luigi.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a Luigi hat, and then I just wore a jumper.
We had dinner at La Fonda.
Yes.
This is an episode of Talk and Takeout.
Yep. We're going to talk about what we...
Isn't that the Talk and Takeout song?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, no, I won't do it.
Talk and Takeout.
No, that's not how it went.
Yes, I don't know, remember.
Okay. You just acted like you did remember.
I remember the bass line.
Well, here's an episode of Talk and Takeout for you.
Yep, here we are. We went to La Fonda Latina.
Yeah. Several locations all over the Atlanta area, but only in the Atlanta area.
And they are always across the street from or next to a Fellini's because it's the same owners.
I don't know if that's true across the board.
No?
I think that the one on Howell Mill is by itself, or Northside. Howell Mill? The one on West End.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Almost always across from or next to a Fellini's Pizza.
Yes.
But Fellini's Pizza does not offer vegan cheese, so we never go there. But
yeah, it's maddening. It's maddening, guys.
Yeah. 2022, y'all. Get an option. They will, if you bring a bag, they will make your pizza with it. Which is...
Is that even true, though?
I've heard that.
I know that you've heard it. Is that even true, though?
I haven't tried, nor will I.
Why wouldn't
because
you?
Because I'm not going to show up. Why would I show up at Fellini's with a bag of cheese if I could just go to a place that accommodates instead?
It's next door to Candler Park Market.
That's true. That's true. You just go get the cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
We should do it sometime for the pod.
But we didn't eat at Fellini's, did we?
No.
We ate at La Fonda
Can
Latina.
Can we do it sometime for the pod, though?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. That'd be fun.
It'd be a fun. Be a fun episode.
It would
Bullshit
be a fun.
Episode.
Yeah.
Your favorite.
So I got my go-to order at La Fonda, which is all sides. Listener, La Fonda Latina is a Cuban restaurant. I should state that. I always get at La Fonda Latina a small order of Maduros all to myself because I do not share plantains. And then a side of beans and rice. And then if I'm feeling extra hungry, I will get a small guacamole as well. But I was not hungry enough for guac to this particular day. I didn't want to be a super food baby walking around trick-or-treating. So I thought I would dial it back.
Okay. Okay.
And it's so good. And my favorite thing about La Fonda, though, is that the second you sit down, the second your butt hits the chair, there are chips and salsa in front of you, and they make the chips and salsa themselves, and their salsa is so delicious.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I eat so many chips and salsa before even placing my order.
I think the chips are tasty. The salsa I could take or leave. Oh. It's like canned salsa.
No, they make it.
It feels like canned salsa. The texture of it feels like canned salsa. It's not a bad thing.
I love it. It's very...
Jar salsa.
It's very mild, but that makes sense at a place like La Fonda that's for all ages. Little kiddos.
Yeah. So I was confused because I ordered from the Taste of Mexico section.
Oh, I see.
Yes. So I don't think it's... Like, that's pretty big Taste of Mexico section.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
About half the menu.
Okay.
So, but what I had was the veggie tacos, and I had them without cheese, and there's a mojo mustard sauce, mojo.
Mm-hmm. And that has mayo in it.
It has mayo in it. I just assumed. I didn't know. So I took the sauce off, but then I got pickled jalapenos to put into it, and it was real tasty. Their tortillas are fantastic, and I had yellow rice and black beans and a brew dog.
Yeah.
You set me right for some trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm. Their yellow rice is great. The kid, when I said we were going to La Fonda, I said, and what are you going to get? And I was sure he was going to say plantains because he also loves Maduros and we don't share. We each get an order. And he said, the yellow rice. He was going to get just yellow rice and plantains for his dinner. We convinced him to get some beans.
It's been worse. Could have been worse.
Could have been
he worse. He didn't eat the beans.
No.
So we basically paid for... Beans nobody ate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. So we're going to wrap up Talk and Takeout?
Yeah. Hey, La Fonda is great. Recommend it. They don't have vegan cheese either, but their stuff is really good if you just leave the cheese off. Flavorful. Yum. Maduros.
Yep.
Yep.
So am I wrapping up the bag now?
Yeah. Can you sing a song?
I guess it's backwards. It's going up instead of down.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
All right, forget it.
I got what you were...
Forget it, Jesus Christ. We're recording at night, by the way. It's...
Talking
it's
tofu different, nights.
Yeah, that. It's a different dynamic.
It really is. We just ate dinner. We both just burped to punctuate.
You literally watched me eat the last bite at dinner and said, are you ready?
Yeah. I wanted to do it. I was ready.
And I said, baby, can I digest first?
And I said, no!
I said, baby, can I digest first?
This is Talking Toe News.
All right. Hey, welcome to Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where me, David Streepy, takes a headline from the world of vegan news and we talk about it a little bit. But before we get to that, I listened to the last episode.
Yes.
And you are cutting off the intro song. You are cutting off the intro song.
I'm sorry.
And the outro song. It's the same song.
I don't cut it
You're
off.
You're getting bored with it.
I overlay some of the next
segment. So you can imagine how rude it is when somebody overlays something that you've put your thought into, right?
I'm sorry.
Scared you.
You did. You startled me. It was very loud. It peaked your audio.
Oh, goodness.
It was that
You get
loud.
The point I was making, though?
Yeah, you made a good point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I apologize.
Okay. I look forward to this intro.
I apologize to you and the Toeheads.
So as I was saying before you stepped on what I was saying, I look forward to this intro mm-hmm. in its full length mm-hmm. and all future intros of all songs
in their entirety,
both existing and to be created, to be presented in their full length, no matter how bored you may be or how poorly you think it will play to the listener.
Yeah. Okay. Sold.
All right. Well, this one, you know, we didn't say this, but we're recording on World Vegan Day.
Happy Vegan Day.
My point exactly. Happy World Vegan Day to the listener, posthumously, and to you, presently.
Thank you.
So because of World Vegan Day, Jean Carmela Lim posts on Aerotime Hub, the best airlines for vegan meal options. Choose before you fly. So this is an article about vegan meal options on an airplane.
All right.
This is, now, we don't fly long distances with enough frequency to really have a lot of experience with the vegan option.
Yeah, I feel like the furthest we usually go is Denver, and that's not like a...
We've been to LA.
Yeah, but like with any frequency.
Yeah.
And that flight is not long enough to warrant a meal.
Some would say that we should go to LA with more frequency.
Yeah, I do
Some
love it.
Some are actively saying that. What Jean does here is lays out some of the airline. I mean, I could go through all of the paragraphs about all of it, but I thought it would be fun to just kind of cover what some of the airlines are and what they offer.
Sure.
Thought that might be fun. Emirates, best in variety. Emirates has been serving vegan in-flight meals since the 90s. Initially, they were served only on specific routes. On specific routes where vegan meals are required during certain times of the year by members of the Ethiopian Orthodox faith or across the Indian subcontinent where certain religions adopt a plant-based diet. Demand for vegan in-flight meals have grown over the last decade, specifically on the U.S., Australian, European, and U.K. routes. So they spent a year developing vegan menus for its first and business class services for the Richies. And ingredients from Emirates vegan options are sourced from several UAE-based suppliers, including fresh, locally grown kale, heirloom cherry tomatoes, salad leaves, and herbs from Bustanica, the world's largest hydroponic vertical farm.
Ooh.
They currently offer more than 180 plant-based recipes catering to vegan customers.
Wow.
Now, Alaska Airlines is the best in salads and gluten-free vegan meals. Now, if I'm on an airplane and I'm getting a meal, it's probably going to be a salad. I'm thinking salad.
Yeah.
I don't want to go too heavy.
Yeah.
Because then you just got this big, heavy gut, and you're on a tube in the air with nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Except you know what. And mm-hmm. then you're going to do that in a tube in the air?
Yeah.
Not me. When Alaska Airlines received feedback that passengers wanted plant-based options when flying, the airline partnered with Evergreens, a restaurant that specializes in healthy food and ingredients. Together, the airline and restaurant developed a new vegan option available on board called Soy Meets World. I feel like we've talked about this one.
We did do that yeah. as a Toe News in a previous episode.
But because nobody listens to our podcast twice, I'll recap what Soy Meets World is here. The vegan salads include roasted broccoli, fresh cucumber slices, scallions, pickled carrots, fried tofu, and brown rice served over a bed of crisp romaine and baby lettuce greens. topped with roasted cashews, fried onions, and paired with a tamari chili lime dressing. And if this is your first time listening to Talkin' Tofu, I'd like to thank you for giving us a chance and tell you that I understand.
I'd like to say that previously when you described the soy meats world, it sounded like a pretty sad salad, but that sounds like a great salad that I would like to eat.
Good point. Japan Airlines, best in presentation. There's something appealing about a bento meal. By definition, bento is a Japanese-style packed lunch where meal components are neatly divided and separated ornately in small boxes. Japan Airlines seems to have bento-fied its in-flight meals. Japan Airlines seems to have bento-fied its in-flight meals, including the vegan options. They're rich in soy and protein. Its plant-based menu includes tofu omelet, healthy soy meats and rich in protein and minerals, cruelty-free vegan ham, as well as menus using almond milk and soy milk. Swiss International Airlines. Are you getting a trend that the U.S. ones suck and that everyone else is fine?
Mm-hmm. Wait, wasn't Alaska one of them?
Yeah.
Okay, but in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alaska did Soy Meets World.
Mm.
Yeah. So this one, okay, did I say what they were? Swiss International Airlines, best in indulgent vegan meals.
Is this all of them, or are you just skipping around?
It's all of them.
Oh, let's not read the whole article. We got to give this person the click.
No, there's a lot more for them to digest.
Oh.
Yeah. Get it? Because it's food.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like I'm carrying this whole thing on my back.
Well, you're reading it all. I don't have any...
Would you like to take over and read some of it?
No.
During my Talkin' Tofu segment?
No.
Well, then let me complain about how I'm carrying it all on my back.
Yes, dear.
My segment.
Yes, dear.
This is my segment.
You're doing
my
great.
Responsibility and my burden. A survey by Swiss Veg revealed that 2.6 million Swiss people, 31% of the population, are cutting back or have eliminated meat consumption. It's not surprising, then, that Switzerland has been officially named the European epicenter of veganism by eco-friendly solutions website EcoExperts. One of the specialties that Swiss developed for its longer European flights is a vegetarian Beyond Meat burger with plant-based meat and Swiss mountain cheese. Other meals the airline developed are tantalizing and indulgent enough to tempt even non-vegans to try them out. A vegan bulgur salad with radishes and cherry tomatoes, charcuterie platter with confiserie sprungly tree nut bread, yeah, I got it wrong, Swiss chicken breast sandwich with corn roll, tomato, and mayonnaise from confiserie, you did it again, sprungly, vegan organic date balls with cocoa and coconut by Nosh Balls, wafer-thin oven-baked pretzels with sea salt by Zweifel Chips, organic aperitif biscuits with Gruyere AOP by Biscuits Agathe.
I'm sorry, and are these all vegan, the Gruyere and the chicken and stuff?
I don't know. It's on a list of vegan best vegan options.
We can only assume.
Check before you book a ticket. Don't do it because of this shitty segment. United Airlines, best for meatless substitutes. Ooh. Back to the U.S.
Woo!
Woo! USA! USA! One of the struggles of being a vegan or vegetarian, especially those who have transitioned from a carnivorous diet, is the tendency to crave meat. United seems to understand this plight. The airline partnered with Impossible Foods, an L.A.-based company that develops plant-based substitute for meat products. The two companies developed a vegan meal exclusive to United Airlines for all domestic flights, more than 1,287 kilometers in the continental U.S., the Impossible Meat Bowl. The hearty meatballs are made from plants and broccolini served on a bed of couscous and topped with an herb-infused tomato sauce, seasoned with a savory home-style spice blend.
Hmm.
So, Gene, great wrap-up. Great roundup. Wrap it up, a great roundup by Gene. And, hey, let's get on a plane soon and go far away from here.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Do you like to fly?
No. But I like to get places quickly, so I will fly.
Do you like to eat on a plane?
Yeah. You?
This is Talkin' Tofu News.
And we're going to fly on out of here for a little break from these sponsors.
Woo.
And we'll see you in just a second.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back! There were no ads, were there? I didn't think there would be. I listen to the episode sometimes.
Yeah, you do.
Just like I did last week.
Dave.
All right. Hey. Hi.
Are we talking about this scramble?
We are talking about this scramble. Hodo all day. What's it called?
Vegan all day egg scramble is what they call it.
Now, is there any explanation for why all day is in there?
No. Maybe they mean make breakfast for dinner. I don't know.
Don't tell me what to do.
Bossy. Right? Hodo. Bossy.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
It tells me that they felt the need to suggest a reason for this scramble to exist. And I'll say up front that it felt that way the entire time I was eating it.
Oh, use it whenever you want a yummy protein boost without any messes or mixing. That's why. You can do it any time of day because right, it's easy. But, they're talking about how... Look, I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm just saying that's their reasoning.
But it's always the same level of difficulty.
I guess that you don't have to season it.
Not easier to make a scramble in the morning than it is at night.
No.
It's the same dish, the same kitchen, presumably.
Yep. They're saying it's so easy. You have scramble any time of day.
Okay.
Just drop what you're doing and have a quick scramby.
All right. I gotta tell you, I'm grown out of breakfast for dinner myself. I don't even like that anymore.
Oh, gosh, I love breakfast for dinner. And when I tell the kid we're having breakfast for dinner, he has a parade.
Yeah, kids love it. Kids and their little brains, they love that stuff.
Oh,
they love to flip a concept on its head like that. Mm. Then as we grow up and our brains get more wrinkles in them, I think we move past...
Breakfast for dinner?
Simple ideas like that into more sophisticated executions.
Okay.
Like chili. Chili's complicated.
Okay.
All right. You're not...
I don't...
You're not hitting back, so we're just going to move right on. It's getting heavy over here.
It's fraught because Dave is mad at me because I made chili today.
And it's 70 degrees out.
He says that's too hot for chili.
70 degrees.
I say no such thing.
I'm sweating right now.
I just love chili.
I know you do. You always say that like that's the answer to the question.
I love chili at any time of year. Mm, so good.
You can have that opinion and you can make yourself chili whenever you want.
The thing about chili is that my recipe makes a lot of chili.
I know.
It makes enough chili for like five people. Four people. Five people.
And those five people, it just would be cool if they all agreed it was time for chili.
Fine, I won't make chili anymore.
Just look at the thermometer. the weather thermometer.
I'll check the weather thermometer.
What is it called?
My weather app? The temperature?
The temperature.
the weather thermometer. Hey, so we ate the scramby. Dave made it. Dave made the Hodo vegan all-day egg scramble. He made it for brunch.
That's right.
He made it for breakfast for brunch.
That's right. Instead of our usual just egg scramble that we make for weekend breakfast, I used the Hodo vegan all-day scramble. And it comes in a little cardboard box. And you open up the cardboard box and pull out what is a bag, a sealed bag, as you would expect, containing the scramble in it. And it's really like a squished block of tofu.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow with turmeric.
It's seasoned.
And seasoning inside it, yes. But yellow with turmeric.
Yes.
Yes. Any notes so far?
Yeah. So we opened the box and out fell the packet. And then the packet, you open it up and the tofu just kind of plunks into the pan.
Yep.
And then you go, you're off to the races.
And the race can be as long as you want it because it's ready to eat right away. And they just say, sizzle it until desired consistency.
Mm.
Which, was it consistency or texture? Either word. It's like, so I'm just supposed to sizzle this until it does what?
Surely you're supposed to break it up. Surely you're supposed to crumble it.
Yeah. And I did. I mashed it up with a wooden spoon to get it nice and small. And then I stirred in some corn and some broccoli in it. And let it heat up to its desired consistency, which was the same consistency as it was before, just hotter.
Mm-hmm.
I think they mean sizzle it to desired temperature.
Yeah, do they mean heat it through? I think that seems like that's what they're trying to say.
I don't know. The texture and the consistency were the same. But then I served it and we ate it and I was underwhelmed.
Yeah?
Yeah. I thought the seasoning was there. I tasted the seasoning.
Mm-hmm. Very paprika-y, right?
Well, it had paprika in it. Mm-hmm. I tasted seasoning, which had me raise a little eyebrow because I tasted like the black salt, which is consistent with stuff like that. And then I tasted something in a little bit more of an exotic direction. And I have an allergy / intolerance to paprika in large amounts. So that's where I got concerned. Looked at the box. Paprika was indeed one of the ingredients. So I backed off a little bit because I had gotten what I needed out of the flavor to be able to be informed about it. But yeah, that was a third of my breakfast that I didn't get to participate in.
Yeah, that was a real bummer.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just a very firm tofu scramble. I thought it was a solid scramble. Like if you feel like seasoning tofu is a lot of work, that this will help you clear that hurdle.
Yeah.
I thought it tasted good. I mean, it's a tofu scramble. If mm-hmm. you're looking for, they call it an egg scramble. I mean, it's not. It's got the black salt in it, but this isn't 2003. This is not an egg scramble.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It was misleading to our child who has become used to just egg. Like the world has gotten much closer to an egg substitute in the vegan world. So it's misleading and disappointing to say that this tofu scramble is an egg dish.
You know what? I was ready for him to hate it, but he loved it. He ate the rest of yours. Yeah. He loved it. He said it was great. Yeah. He did. Once I broke it to him that it was going to be a tofu scramble early because I knew he was expecting something just egg-esque.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he went into it with the right expectation because he likes a tofu scramble. Yeah. You know, I think he thinks of it as a different food.
Yeah.
But I think the name is a little misleading, but I think that if you're looking for a tofu scramble and you don't want to season your own tofu, this will do it. Was it expensive? I didn't buy it.
I don't look at price tags.
You don't look at price tags. Let's just find out. I'm seeing prices between $7 and $9 for this thing. I will sell you that a block of tofu is like less than $3.
Well, I got to say though, what you said got me thinking that I support the idea of seasoned tofu being sold.
I do too.
And if this was part of a line, a larger line of seasoned tofus with different flavor profiles, I think that would be a really good and smart idea.
This they have like a teriyaki and a barbecue and an eggy.
Right.
Yeah.
And through that light, I think that this does, it's not for me, but it fills a need that I think is a good need and saves you time seasoning and is a quicker path to a scramble.
Yeah, so, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially I think if you're used to just cracking some eggs to make a scramble, this comes closer to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead, you're cutting the top and smeezing it out.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a little overpriced, but I think it fills a need.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
I'm with you.
Okay.
And I'm with Hodo. I stand with Hodo.
Hashtag I stand with Hodo.
That probably has a second meaning.
Yeah.
Like we're going to stumble into some actual international conflict.
Oh, God. Let's
Talking Tofu proudly stands with Hodo. That Hodo.
Oh, no. Let's all refrain from using that hashtag, Toeheads. Let's collectively agree that we don't know what that is and we don't want to stumble
Justice
into...
Justice for Hodo. Justice for Hodo.
God.
Release Hodo.
Oh, God. What if Hodo is like some war criminal? There's a lawyer in Atlanta named Jamie D. Hodo. But good news, if you Google Hodo, all the results seem to be this company.
Oh, God. Whew. Phew. Dodge that bullet.
Yeah, we did. Phew.
So on a scale of 1 to 10... I almost had it. Then I was like, no, you can think of a better one. And then...
Inflammatory hashtags?
No.
Okay.
No. On a scale of 1 to 10 Love is Blind pods, what do you give Hodo all day, vegan all day egg scramble?
1 to 5, you said?
I said 1 to 10.
Oh, 1 to 10.
Yeah.
10 pods. Gosh, that's exhausting. I'm going to go 7. I think that as tofu for a tofu scramble, it was a good tofu scramble. But I think that I have to ding them on the price. That is, it's a seasoned block of tofu. And I just think charging like $8 for that feels excessive to me. If the prices I'm seeing online are to be believed, then a 7.
The prices I'm seeing online are to be believed.
That's right.
I
don't know what you paid, and you apparently don't know.
No, I don't know. Do you want to know what I thought?
I do want to know.
Well, you didn't ask.
Dave, so, how many pods?
That's fine. Love is Blind is kind of an exhausting show, and really one pod goes a long way for me. So I shudder to think how much effort it would take to get to 10 pods. I'm going to give it 3 pods because I like the concept. I didn't like the taste. I'm taking your word on the price. The price seems high. If I were to sit and think about it for a minute, I'd probably be like, I don't know if it was worth that price, but I don't really think about food that way. But concept-wise, gives it a couple of pods. Taste brings it down a couple of pods. So I think 3, and it's like if you want to do better, like keep the price point, but offer a better product for it, a more bespoke product for it.
Yeah, something with a little bit more flair.
Yeah, a little more zazz.
Zazz.
A little more zip.
A little more zip.
Yeah. And that was... Hey, Hodo.
Hodo.
It's my Game of Thrones. Hodo.
Hodo.
And like, I say Hodo, but you know what I mean. Hodo.
Oh, hey, are you saying that it's time to have a snack?
Hodo.
Hodo. So Dave came home from Kroger the other day with a box of the Simple Truth chocolate chip cookies. These are already baked. We are big fans of the cookie dough that you bake at home, but these are pre-baked, and I'm excited to try these because I like the cookie dough so much.
What were the cookies that you made, the last batch of chocolate chip cookies that you made?
So those were, here's a little mini review within this review.
Yeah.
That is also Simple Truth plant-based chocolate chip cookie, but it's not the balls of dough, like the refrigerated. Yeah. This is a bag of...
Dry bag.
A dry bag. You have to add water and oil to it.
Yeah.
And those were horrible.
They were horrible. These look like those.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
Can
saying.
Can I see the box?
They look lumpy. They look... too white, and they look like they're going to be flaky, but I'm here to try them. I'm going to try them, but I was really traumatized by those cookies because they were bad.
They were bad. They had, I had it and I lost it. They had, I think it was called Okara flour. They had some kind of fancy flour in it. And, I don't know if all baked goods with this kind of flour in it are bad, but these cookies were bad.
Okay, well, I'm going to have one of these.
Yeah, me too. This is my dessert, so I hope it's good. I'm going to say right now, I am pleased about the number of chocolate chips I'm seeing.
Not the same.
Not the same as the bad ones?
Yeah. Okay, so here's the move. Go to Kroger. If you want chocolate chip cookies, don't get these.
God, no.
Don't get the dry bag.
Oh.
Get the dough balls.
Yeah, from get the dough balls. The
chilled section. Those make amazing chocolate chip cookies. And if you want the David Strippy touch, give them 5 more minutes in the oven. These taste super artificial.
They have an aftertaste to them. It tastes... What am I tasting? It tastes like almond extract, like way too much almond extract.
Can I see?
Oh, it's so bad. I took one bite. Oh, the taste won't go away. Mm.
Oh, did you see this at the end? Mm-mm. Baby's blood.
Mm.
That's it. That's the baby's blood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not vegan, guys. Not vegan. Rotten.
Dave's kidding about them.
Really?
Baby's blood.
Really?
What is in it that tastes so bad? Everything in it seems fine. Something in it tastes horrible.
Hey, you know, sometimes just like a human can be brought up in a loving family and have all the privilege in the world and have a nice social life and rich education and still turn out to just be like a complete fucking jackass.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is that case. Like, this is that guy. This is that cookie.
It's way too sweet. Oh, it's just awful. The texture is not good, and it's too sweet, and the aftertaste will not... My mouth... Oh.
I don't want to spend too much time in this negative space.
Okay.
It's clear how we feel.
Don't get these cookies, guys.
Don't get them.
Toeheads, if you want a good chocolate chip cookie, Simple Truth, plant-based chocolate chip cookies from the refrigerator section that come in a balls of dough... is the move.
What if you work at the Simple Truth office and you're the guy who came up with the balls of dough and you keep seeing people walking by your office with like recipes for other plant-based chocolate chip cookies? And he's like, what the fuck, guys? I did it. I've got it.
Yes.
Because that came out first. And then somebody's like, well, I got a dry bag. He's like, ugh.
I got a dry bag. I added some weird stuff.
Right, it's a different recipe than yours. He's like, you can do this in a dry bag. He's like, no, I got this. And then another guy walks by. He's like, hey, I got a sleeve. It's an unsatisfying number of cookies in this box. And it's a different recipe. He's like, but I got this. People like it. The Streepies like it.
Yeah. No one asked the Streepies if they should branch out and do all of this. But this was, thumbs down. Hey, down.
If you don't swing, you won't hit.
I don't even think the kid's going to like these.
Hey, as I always say, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Hey, but let's end on a high note. They do label them as vegan right on the front.
Very cool.
That's very nice of them.
We got a letter?
We do. It's a long-awaited reply.
Oh, boy.
Dim Sim Kitty writes,
hey!
I absolutely know what the TARDIS is. I just got all caught up and watched The Power of the Doctor earlier in the week.
Hey, no spoilers. Is she going to spoiler?
No, she's not going to spoiler. Okay. It's a short letter. Okay. Now to wait for the next special. I'm excited about some things, but don't know what you know. Oh. So I will not elaborate. Spoilers, sweetie.
All right.
Well, I told you Dim Sim Kitty would know.
It would have been fine either way.
I know.
Yeah.
It would have.
Yeah.
But it was better this way.
I'm glad that Dim Sum Kitty is a Whovian.
Me too.
Great.
Yeah.
Great short letter.
Great short.
When you said long awaited, I just assumed that it would be long.
A long letter?
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope. Here we go.
Short and sweet.
Yep.
Hey, if you would like to write us a letter, you can write to us at talkingtofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or slide into our DMs on Twitter or Instagram. I read and respond to every single one.
Hey, and also... Oh, never mind. I'll do that on my part.
Okay. And thank you all for listening. If you are enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It really helps us out. And we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. Will we? Who knows? playing hard to get this week.
Yeah.
You can also follow us at Talkin' Tofu on Twitter or Talkin' Tofu Pod on Instagram. And I am Glue and Glitter on all social media. And you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Line Leader on Twitter and Instagram. Line Leader was taken on TikTok. And you can catch me on last week's episode of Weird House Cinema, an episode of Stuff to Blow Your Mind, the podcast, where I had a fun conversation with Robert Lamb about the 1987 movie The Gate, which was a lot of fun for spooky season Halloween time.
It's a great episode. Y'all should listen. Their dynamic is really sweet. Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington, Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Good night, Toeheads.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.